Wake Up with Jim and Sab is exclusively on Spotify.
If you want to start your own podcast, check out anchor.fm.
And if you want to be notified when we have new episodes, click the follow button on Spotify. If I slow down, will the ending be over? Welcome to the Wake Up with Jim and Sab podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Nakamiss magpod.
Why?
So.
She said as she yawned. Sorry.
So, what we're gonna talk about today. Ano ba to? Sorry. Ulit ng phone ko eh. What we're gonna talk about today are a bunch of things, but the main thing is yung gago mong ex. Yung ex mong gago? Yung ex gago mong ex.
Are you talking like to the people who were listening? To me as in like you were talking about a specific
person?
Yeah,
and I think I want to share some tips for people who are dealing with, kwan, they're in a relationship, tapos meron lang silang ex na
nanggugulo.
Kumag, oh.
Why?
Parang grabe. I thought like parang with children, tapos na yung mga ganito, you know?
This is all triggered. Before that,
some clarifications.
Okay.
As you know, medyo public naman ng love life mo. Just want to clarify na this is not our good friend.
No.
That we've mentioned and may have listened to this podcast before. Just to clarify.
Hindi yun nakikinig ng podcast na to kasi kupal siya.
Ah, wait. Kumag. Si good ex, again, entourage siya sa kasal namin, entourage kami sa kasal niya.
Don't even mention it. Stop it.
Just wanna clarify. Kasi baka people, I don't want people assuming it.
Okay.
Parang they can assume na yung iba. Kasi, because this is my general, and this is a cold hard fact. This is a cold hard fact, okay? By the way, Podkids, I promise, hindi ako sisigaw this episode.
Thank you.
Pero this is a cold, hard fact. Undeniable truth. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is an undeniable truth.
What?
Lahat ng ex mo humag.
Hindi naman.
Except si friend.
Well, there's another one na hindi rin naman.
Pero grabe, sabi. I think yung because ang wild ng mga ilang humag na dinate mo, parang the whole balance of the force.
What do you
parang mean? Parang kumbaga, ganito. It's like, ganito. It's like, because the thing.
Wait, what? Are you judging me?
I kinda am. I kinda am.
Okay, so I wanna hear it.
Parang the two out of five bad apples, okay? Kunwari.
That's not bad.
No. I'm saying that the two out of five bad apples are so bad. Sobrang bantot, sobrang bulok, nahahawa yung mga iba. Ganong kalala yung few bad apples mo.
Few bad apples ko?
Yeah. Talagang grabe. I cannot imagine you like being you and you're so wonderful.
Yeah,
were with the absolute, as in like these people could go to jail. As in parang, I mean like, not even in baduy nga ng jail eh. Parang these people could commit a murder. Di ba? Come on. They could commit a murder because they are that selfish.
I think they
could.
They
are that loserly.
Loser.
They are so small dick energy.
I think they may find themselves in hell because they are committing adultery with what they're doing. Ang thou shall not covet your neighbor's wife.
But right? that's not even the point. Eh. The point is even prior to this. Okay, so again,
I don't know why I'm shaking. I think I'm just like, oh no, like.
No.
Malamig lang.
Malamig. I want to clarify, ha. Ang tagal na namin hindi nagaganito. Pero nangyari na before, right? Like, kware, nung nagsistart
pa lang. I think I'm getting triggered kasi. Kaya ako
na. Nung nagsistart kami mag-date ni Sab, okay? Like, it was kind of weird, right? Hindi kami sure kung kami. And, you know, and I was like, kind of, sorry. I was like, diba? I was like, ginagago ba ako na to? May ganun ako, right? Like, parang, she's too hot for me. Like, she's gonna dump me.
Oh, and your friends were saying, like, I they were sinisiraan nila ako.
Yeah.
Like, had a bad reputation.
Not our cheats friends, huh? So.
Yeah, Manny.
Manny, it took naman one, si Manny naman in fairness, it took one hangout with you to say like, yo, go.
Yeah, whatever.
Diba? But okay, he, love did, you, Manny. He did say like, ingat ka.
Nang, wag yan. Okay lang. Okay lang, may anak na tayo. Okay na to.
Anyway, so.
I feel like I'm being put in the hot seat.
Nene, ang point ko lang is, during that time, itong mga, ano ba tawag dito? Mga valueless.
Ano yung in English po yung walang kwenta?
I mean, no, walang modo.
Valueless.
Walang moldo. Walang moldo. Walang modo. Yung mga, alam mo yan, yung gets mo magkaka B plus sa CLE, sa religion, pero, alam mo yan, they'd steal from their mom. Alam mo yan, ganong level.
That's horrible.
Pero ganong...
Sige, game. Okay. Can you give them
again,
context?
One last. Like, I think yung profile nila is like, if... Parang literally like, ano, parang... They make sino yung ano? Parang ano, R. Kelly na hindi pido. Semi-pido. Parating na dun.
Well...
Pa-R. Kelly. R. Kelly actually. Mga R. Kelly.
Well, I don't want to get into specifics because I don't want to say a name or whatever. And anyway...
Yeah. So anyway, the reason why, so antagal na namin, like, come on, parang we, Sav and I are going to completely, like, in the mode of, like, life. Like, parang hatid sundo, we wake up at 4 in the morning, bringing our kids to school, ang parang, again, ang quote-unquote sexy time namin is like, or parang kumbaga, our sexy time is like, anong gagawin natin bukas? Anong schedule? Having fun doing this podcast. And life is life.
Yeah.
So I completely forgot this part of life.
Na may yeah, that's it was wild.
Gets mo? I completely forgot na may
other life.
Na may mga ganito pa rin. So that's what I actually wanted to talk about. Kasi nga,
you can explain what happened.
Oh yeah, so.
Sorry, tama ba?
Yeah, I can explain it. So Sab posted a photo because she was looking very fine today.
Thank you.
As in, like, extremely fine. And, like, sorry sa mga office staff namin sabihin niya din na medyo malandi ako today.
Yuck! I'm not sorry.
Okay. So
yeah, that meant, for those who don't understand, that we were at the office today and Jim kept flirting with me.
Okay. So, I kept saying, hey, she's so hot. You know? So, she posted a video of herself. And, you know, she looked hot. And then, si X, who has children, right? Is married.
A child.
Child.
Children. I don't know. Let's not be specific about it. Haven't heard from him in years.
Years. And, mess commented fire.
It was wild.
Okay. Now, okay, ganito ha.
It has been 25 minutes since sinend niya. I'm still waiting for something na parang, shit, sorry na pindot. Kasi parang, I'm just unbelievable.
So, anyway, ako, I think yung point nito is, okay, parang hindi okay. Parang, okay, alam naman natin kumag to, right? Alam naman natin R. Kelly. Diba? Alam nating...
I wouldn't say R. Kelly. Yung isa yung R. Kelly. Ito hindi naman.
Oh, yung isa R. Kelly. Yun nga yung profile ng mga ex ni sabi. R. Kelly.
Ito ano lang yung, to?
Sino pa? Pa Armie Hammer. Ganun ba?
Hindi naman cannibal.
Ah.
Ito siguro ano, parang Cole Sprouse. Ganun.
Bakit? Douche ba yun?
Oh, diba?
Ganun, sino yung serial cheater? Sino yung nahuli na, like, talagang yung hindi mapigilan yung sarili? Jude Law?
Hindi yata. No one comes to mind. I'll think about one.
Mayroon yan, yung mga lumabas na, like, oh my God, ano ba yan? Tara nga natin yung podcast. Maya magla-live kami sa Instagram.
Anyway.
I can't believe we can't think of one. Harvey Weinstein. Ganon.
Yeah.
Predator?
Parang hindi naman.
Predator? Yung isa nga pala predator. So yun was isa. Harvey Weinstein.
Uy, grabe ka naman.
R. Kelly.
Anyway, stop na. Anyway, okay, go.
I will not.
Stop it.
Hindi ako sisigaw, diba?
Okay, sige. Basta ako sisigaw.
Joke lang.
Ako na lang sisigaw.
Okay, okay. So, again, kumani, let's say nag-fire to. Okay, sige. I mean, okay.
Like, how did that make you feel?
For me, ganito ha. If it was another, let's say, if, sino ba? So, may levels naman to, diba?
Kaya,
so,
share ko lang muna. Because I was shocked nangyari. And then, like, siguro, like, it was there. Tapos parang, it's only been 2 minutes na nangyari yun. I was in shock. And then, pumasok si Jim ng room. Galing pa siyang gym eh. So, pawis pa siya. Sabi, kumain ka na. Tapos ako, yeah, wait lang ah. Huwag ka pa na-trigger. Pero ganyan. Kasi I was just like, what am I supposed to do with this? But I think I'm just, that says a lot about our relationship. Na, I don't want to have to freak out about something like that na baka, number one, baka may gawin ka tapos i-message mo pa siya. Parang, I knew that wasn't gonna happen.
Yeah,
and like, that would just like, don't make a big deal out of it. Number two, na parang you wouldn't shame me about it.
Yeah.
About like, what? Because I posted a video. I was like, it wasn't even like, my body wasn't even seen in the video. And even if it was, that's not my fault.
Yeah.
know?
So, just to explain na, kasi baka some people are listening and they're like, baka naman nag-fire lang, di ba? Ang point nito guys is,
May backstory kasi.
Okay? So, ang point naman nito is, parang, again, if yung lineup ng exes ni Sab ay, so si Matinong Friend, di ba? And then meron kang R. Kelly, meron kang Harvey Weinstein, meron kang, sino ba? I can't believe we can't think of a freaking cheater. Sino yung wild na parang kahit sino, parang kahit simbahan, hindi papatulan. Ay, kahit simbahan, papatulan.
Justin Bieber?
Hindi naman ganun nun.
Hindi naman?
Hindi naman siya serial cheater na.
Hindi ko alam.
I'm sure, siguro 100%, si Matt Healy.
Ah, yun parang ba? Ganun.
Parang ganun. Ganun ba yun?
Yung ko.
Basta, si Matt Healy. So may Matt Healy.
So someone nobody likes.
May Matt Healy, may Weinstein. Tapos siguro may isang, yun nga, Jude Law.
Wait, sino ba ito mga pinag-asabi? Like, who do you think my exes are?
Ang point ko lang is yung range ng exes, di ba? Ang point ko is na if si Jude Law, na hindi naman like cheated one time, not that horrible of an ex, right? I see.
Yeah.
So kung ano, ganong level. If ganong level naman, and then nag-fire, I'd be like, okay, pagbigyan, maybe he's having a bad day.
He's never, never tried anything
parang,
before.
Maybe he's like, maybe he's sad. Like, parang sige, bigay mo na yan.
Totoo, I feel like that would have been your reaction.
Parang, honestly, I swear, the only thing is yung backstory dito.
Baka nga yun, parang medyo ano pa yun.
Go for it, man. Like, parang, sige. Kaya mo yan. Parang ganun. Gaganun ako. Yung hindi ko matake is, one, yun nga eh, yung parang the audacity na nang ilang beses na nga nang ulit tong kumag na to. Na parang, and the funny thing is, prior to all of this naman, he was a good friend. Yun yung wild.
Oh no. Okay.
Why?
Wala lang. Just stop getting specific.
Ah! Wala namang makakilala nun.
Yeah, but I think we've got friends listening to this podcast.
Oh, who cares? They know naman anong level yung...
Anyway.
Si fired.
Okay.
Si fired guy. So anyway, yun yung point. And I guess, because I wanna go into some other stuff.
So what's your tip?
My tips? Number one, I would say make it a safe space between your partner and an early stage.
Yeah.
Na parang, kasi kunwari, let's say, parang ganito, yung major difference. Remember, Sab and I had this issue na she didn't like a friend of mine.
Mm.
Right?
Okay.
Okay. So she didn't like this friend of mine. And like, any mention or any like pop-up it felt like she would attack me.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So yung point mo, diba? Yung sinasabi mo na, kumari, like, if she messages again now, right?
Mm.
For some reason, I would, like yung sinasabi mo, I'd be like, fuck, Sab, tingnan mo to. I'd run to you and say like, hey, tingnan mo to, ah, shit.
Hindi ko siya i-message, just like I never did back then.
Yeah.
Pero I would make a whole podcast episode about her and what she did. Just like what you're doing now.
Yeah. I'm point. Oh, so you know what the advice is? Hanap ka ng ibang outlet. Diba? Like, mag-gitara ka. Parang, I think, so I guess make it a safe space. We try your best to make it a safe space because
probably could have gone to the gym another time. Like, even if kakagaling mo lang ng gym because of like that adrenaline of like that. What
pero
the heck?
Actually, it helped me nga eh. Kaya nga, hindi ako screamy. Screamy infidelities eh. Parang, I mean, ngayon natatawa ako. I'm glad kasi napag-usapan natin sa pod. Gaguhin ng mga pod kids. Diba?
I could write the juiciest malibags about like my experiences with these poor excuses for men.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, what else? I think another one would be, I'm going to unfriend because I didn't know that we were friends.
Mm.
I'm gonna unfriend
Bakit
now.
Bakit my friend?
Ito naman. Hindi ko alam.
Nangyari.
From before pa.
Bakit di ba tinanggal?
Ito na nga. Tanggalin ko na nga.
Ina.
I think I was like, yeah.
Ano to?
Ha?
Kaguhan?
Wait, are you gonna go live?
Yeah.
I'll go.
Ito, ba't mo friend? I'm kidding.
Yeah, just make it clear. It really sounded like you were angry.
I'm sorry. I'm choosing a filter. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
It really sounded like you were angry.
Ito na lang?
Kakainis to. Like, ano nga? Yeah. So yeah, so are you gonna cut this out of the pod?
Nah, hindi na. By the way, while we're setting up, I wanna say that yung solo pod ko is starting, it's for people who have anxiety.
Yeah.
It's called Less Anxious with Jim.
Yeah.
Ano, okay na ba to sa'yo?
Okay yan.
Hindi tayo kita.
Okay yan.
Anyway, it's called Less Anxious with Jim. You can just go to bit.ly/lessanxious.
Less anxious.
So you can join the newsletter. Yan. So tungkol siya sa anxiety and some tips and tricks to deal with it.
I've officially unfriended. Want more fun stuff outside our podcast? Come join our Podjon community.
You'll get access to exclusive content such as life coaching sessions, hangouts via Zoom, live podcast recordings, exclusive discounts, spontaneous live streams, and more.
Focus with me on our co-working sessions at Discord and let's be productive together.
Looking for career advice or fun recipes? Or do you just want to join in on our jamming sessions with Panjo and Vito?
Took you a while.
Talagang literally nagjamming kami ni Panjo and Vito and we stream it live. Anyway, subscribe to gymandsab.com for just $5 and you'll get access to all of these.
We also have a monthly life coaching session, like we said, via Zoom, where I talk to pod kids and give them advice. Yes, qualified life coach yarn.
And the best thing about this whole thing is 100% of our monthly proceeds go to our chosen beneficiaries in partnership with Cerebral Palsy Epilepsy Family Awareness and Support Group PH.
They are our heroes of the month, the children with special needs and their families. And this cause is especially close to our hearts because, well, you know why. So your subscription really means a lot to us.
We hope to see you on our next hangout. Nag-enjoy ka na, nakatulong ka pa.
Yay.
Love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so, hey. Hey, Podkids. Yan. Hey, Podkids on Instagram. We just finished. Okay, we just finished recording an episode. Well, it's gonna be on this episode pretty much na sobrang wild na nangyari. Super mega kwento, saya kasi.
If you have, if you're in a relationship and medyo may nanggugulo na ex, listen to this episode.
Yeah. So it's coming out on Monday. Monday to lalabas.
Ah, dyan si Kyle. Nakita ko.
Kyle Q?
No, Kyle Pod.
Ah, Kyle Pod.
Kyle P.
Kyle Pod, pwede mong gamitin ng video na to. So anyway, yun. Gusto ko ituloy yung episode with the pod kids here. Kasi we miss everyone.
Yeah.
Pero yun, medyo juicy talaga. Yes, Kyle? Juicy yeah. siya.
Juicy.
Very, very juicy.
Speaking of, so this is coming out on Monday. FYI, on Thursday, September 28th, we are gonna have a live Malibag exclusive for gymandsab.com podrons. Ah. Live Malibag yun. Meron tayong chosen one na medyo wild.
Oh.
Can I say what it's about now?
Yeah,
I guess. It's a, so, yung Malibag niya is, nililigawan siya ng kapatid ng ex niya.
Nililigawan siya ng kapatid ng ex,
ex
niya.
Na, di ba wild yun? So she's asking for help. Why?
Ganun ka wild, babe?
Di ba? It's not wild. It's a little wild. Ba, wa, ha? Taas ng threshold, ha? Hindi wild yun? My goodness. Hey, Perdu is here. Hi, Trisha.
Hi, Perdu.
And then, ano pa yung sabihin ko? Ah, tapos after that, we are going to have a, ano naman, live recording ng blind items. We asked the pod kids to submit blind items about college life.
Ah, okay. So anyway, ito yung ano ha, ito yung super, please, abangan nyo yung Monday kasi ang tagal namin pinag-usapan and medyo wild talaga yung, juicy, juicy. So before we go into the...
Was it that juicy?
I mean, juicy in essence.
Juicy for us. Oh. So kay Jim, hindi juicy yung liligawan ka ng kapatid ng ex mo, pero juicy
well,
ito.
Well, kasi siguro, you know why, we kept talking about it nga, na parang yung ano na nga, we are in such mom and dad mode.
Yeah.
So like, things like this ng mga gagong ex.
Oo, parang...
Kala ko graduate na kami, kala namin wala nang ganito.
Ang labo. Parang, di ba nakita yung feed ko? Kakapost ko lang ng birthday ng anak ko.
Oh, parang what about this says like, hey, you know, I'm
ready to mingle.
I'm ready.
Baka like, kasi wala kang exposure dun sa reels ko about Vito's birthday.
Baka kaya parang, niya wala na.
Mukhang on the rocks.
Wala na, on the rocks na.
Medyo humina yung pag-upload na ng podcast episodes nila.
Ito.
Podkid pala eh. No,
now, this is what I want to talk about on the pod actually. So ngayon guys, mag-live pod kami. I want to talk about some douchebags.
Okay.
So douchebag number one.
Okay.
I made a mistake of buying a book called The Millionaire Fast Lane.
Why would you even think at all that's
you know
a
why?
Good book?
You know why?
Why?
Nabudol ako, naggoyo ako ng isang YouTuber. Ali Abdal. He's very annoying and like, he parang very books. Kasi as you know, I've been buying super, been on a book.
A bookworm.
Yeah, like, non-stop books.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking for what I do kasi is I've been na-addict ako sa Audible.
Mm-hmm.
Getting audiobooks. So tagal kong kasi kuripot ako. Yeah, yung one credit ko for month, I'm like, ano yun? Ano yun? What book am I gonna get?
You used it on that?
I used it on that.
My gosh.
He said the one book that you must get is called The Millionaire Fast
Lane. Jim, that's what all vloggers do or TikTokers, influencers. This is the one thing you're doing wrong. This is the one thing that you should get. This is the one thing that you should change.
Alam ko naman.
Yeah, you should know.
So anyway, the book is the most annoying and it's an Audible pa.
Mm.
It's the most annoying thing ever.
Is like, it by him?
It's by him.
Malamang pinromote niya.
No, not him.
Okay.
Not the YouTuber. Pero yung, like, kasi si Sab, kunwari, si Sab. Kung meron ako man pagseselosohan sa kay Sab, yung isang linodin yung guy na parang for her, it's like, so he's just a great businessman, whatever. Na parang, walang kahit anong business na tayo. He keeps talking about productivity, he keeps talking about efficiency. Hindi siya efficient, hindi siya organized, kalat. I'm talking about Mike Makalawik.
Mike Calwick.
Sobrang kalat.
I still stand by profit first.
Sobrang kalat, sobrang gulo. I hate that guy.
Well, it was easy to understand, okay?
Well, easy to... Anyway, ang point ko is, so itong Millionaire Fast Lane, he seriously like says like about... He keeps talking... Like the first chapter, the first few sentences were about... Did you ever dream about having a Lamborghini? Tapos ako, oh my God.
Yeah. It's like some Grego Gallagher.
Tapos the metaphor is about Lamborghini. Tapos ako parang, that's
can't
the,
relate.
The one thing I hate. As in, that's nakakatawa. I truly, truly believe, I'm sorry men who have a Lamborghini or sports cars. it's just, for me, to have a sports car in the Philippines, it's just so crazy. Parang,
that's so weird.
Lubak niche, diba? Yeah. So anyway, ang point ko is, Lamborghini, small dick energy, diba? Mm-hmm. And then he actually calls it out. He says like, can't be people say that people with Lamborghinis have small dicks. They said, does that mean that people with a Prius are well hung?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a hybrid car. I'm well hung. Douche.
Wait, so ito yung next
okay,
douche.
Okay, who's the next douche?
You cannot take this. As in, guys, hindi nyo kakayanin to. Wait, sorry. Nasa yung phone ko kasi yung ginagamit. Naka-ready na yung material ko.
Yung notes mo.
Pwede ka mag... Okay. You read some comments.
Hi, guys. Sabi nung isang comment kanina was, instead of Mike Mykalowicz, it's Mike Makalat. That's funny. Wait. Bravo says agree. I think that was about the comment on sports cars.
Okay, ito. So this is it, guys. Look at his face.
Wait, so, si ano yan? Si Longevity?
Si Brian Johnson.
I saw that on Time.
Okay, so on Time, there's this article. Brian Johnson is a tech entrepreneur and founder of Blueprint. Okay? So, ito yung...
No, he's not. It's Jay-Z.
ito yung routine niya. Okay? Okay, so anyway, the article says, he spent most of the last 3 years in pursuit of a singular goal. Don't die. Okay? He spent $4 million developing a life extension system called Blueprint. Okay? Yeah. So, maraming ek-ek. This is what the system... And ito yung routine niya. Okay?
I think I read you an article about this guy before. Remember? And it was like, this guy is parang, oh, parang weird. He has a team.
Oh. Pero ito, well. The system includes downing 111 pills every day.
111?
111. Wearing a baseball cap that shoots red light into his scalp. Collecting his own stool samples. Ito, hindi pa tapos. Ito yung wild. Sleeping with a tiny jet pack attached to his penis to monitor his nighttime erections. For Johnson, eating a cookie or getting less than 8 hours of sleep is an act of violence.
Then let me be violent as I devour a full bag of Tim Tams.
Grabe. Tapos ito, so apparently, ito yung bed niya, sabi.
Oh my God.
Ito yung bed niya.
Is that living? That looks like an MRI
so,
thing.
So I showed a picture, but you can look at it.
He's a narcissist for sure.
A super narcissist. And nakakatawa, nagko-comment siya dun sa Instagram post ng Time. Like he's saying like...
Inaano niya mga trolls?
He's saying like, wait. Oh, sabi niya, hi guys.
Naka-loudspeaker daw si Princess. Narinig niya yung to monitor his erections.
Okay.
It looks like an MRI thing, right?
Yeah. Okay. Ito, his morning routine, okay? Wakes up at 4:53 a.m. Okay.
Papansin lang yan.
His bedroom has nothing in it. No photos, no books. I only sleep in here. No work, no reading. The only objects in the room besides his head are a laser face shield he uses for collagen growth.
Ay, may ganun ako.
and wrinkle reduction.
Ay, may ganun ako.
And the device he wears on his penis while he sleeps to measure his nighttime erections. I have, this is a quote, I have on average 2 hours and 12 minutes each night of erection of a certain quality. To be age 18, it would be 3 hours and 30 minutes.
To be what?
To be 18, it would be 3 hours and 30 minutes. Yung erection sa
How
time.
Would he know that?
I guess it's a study.
Oh my gosh.
The erection.
So there was a can you imagine this? There was a study of guys of different ages
For
putting on a jetpack on their penis to measure
princess,
their erection.
Penis erection.
18 years old.
Okay. Now, ito. When he wakes up, he removes his penis device.
His penis.
Weighs himself on a scale that uses electrical impedance to measure his weight. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Ito. Ito yung wild. Ayan. He washes his face, uses a cream to prevent wrinkles, and puts on a laser light mask for 5 minutes. With red and blue lights, blah, 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 blah. At 6 a.m., he starts his day. He takes yung supplements, blah, 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 blah. He does exercises, normal. Okay lang naman yan. And then he will wear a plastic mask to measure his VO2 max or the maximum rate of his oxygen. Sige, pwede na.
Wait, does he interact with other people? Like, does he have a partner? I doubt it.
I don't know. Anyway, after his workout, he eats a meal of steamed vegetables and lentils. And makes it parang, and they blend it. Yeah.
Wow. That is.
Ito yung quote niya last.
Living.
Last na to. Death is not optional. It's written into our genes.
Oh, and tapos?
Ay. Sorry, but mali. Sorry. Sorry, ito na pala yung pambawi. Ang point, ang, sorry.
Flop.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So yung, if you guys are listening, right? The episode that we're gonna upload on Monday, kasama to.
Which is, if you're listening to this episode now, it's not coming out on Monday, it's already out. Just to make that
solid.
Clear. Solid. Pero wait lang, sorry. Ito si Brian Johnson.
Oo.
Papansin. Kasi parang, it's one thing to do it, like to do it for science, pero pagka nagpa-cover and parang, ano yung point?
That's true.
Parang, tas tira mo, there are pictures of him in his bed, tas parang yung mga nakahubad siya.
Yeah.
Parang, get a life and please, not one like that.
Yeah. I guess, ako kasi like,
binibasa ko natin yung trip niya, pero na yan eh.
Hindi natin binabasag yung trip niya. Parang I wouldn't argue naman na parang kung gusto mong gawin yan, okay lang. Parang kung ganyan yung tema mo, okay lang.
Oh yeah, but we're allowed to comment on it because he publicized it.
Yeah. Oh, we're not saying naman na like, I'm saying it's funny. I'm saying it's like...
We called him a douche.
Yeah, douche. Douche siya. Yeah. Yeah.
He is.
So parang yung mga ex ni Sab na... douche. Okay, I'll look for if may mga remaining topics pa. Anything you want to read?
Okay, let's read some comments from our pod kids over at Instagram. Pod parents have been one of the reasons why I love podcasts. Aww, thank you. Justin says, was on full volume sa penis and penis device and got a weird gaze from my sister-in-law. Hi, sis. Okay. Ano na? Okay.
Okay. Good. Yeah. That was good. That was so fun. And we missed you guys.
Yeah.
See you soon. Marami pang mangyayari.
Yeah.
We'll announce more stuff. So please join bit.ly/podkidsafterparty.
Yeah.
Also, solo pod bit.ly/lessanxious sa mga angstnatics.
Baka dapat mag-post ako ng screenshot dun sa podkids after party.
Oh. Bye.
Bye.
We back
on Meta.
We back.
Join the new official group for AfterPod Quintuhans at bit.ly/podkidsafterparty.
Also, we always love hearing what you guys think. So share your stories and tag us on Instagram at Wake Up with Jim and Sab, at Jim Bacaro, and at Sab Magalona.